Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopian? The Ethiop. Are ye not as children of the Ethiop? Children of the Ethiop. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra. בקוקבות שסמיין אסגית, כהולום צ'היין אסאי, מסקלה ברא, בקוקבות שסמיין אסגית. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
From Manuel T. and Fire Chief. But first this. Give thanks and praises.
Praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him. Heal him. Heal Jah, Almighty I. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. World conscious people, I hope you are listening, not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, let them hear. To them that have eyes, let them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Lay them that hate Jah now. Scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie. Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Amachai. 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 King of kings, Lord of lords, Jah is Amachai. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jah is Amachai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jah is Amachai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jah is Amachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Amachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Amachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Amachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari.
Yes, give thanks and praise.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burn, they have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Let the baby be kissed on.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Promise to deliver us, God has never. Simu, Simu, Koi, 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 Isti, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zachopia of the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize no.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስትህ ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
was lost. I was lost in sin and sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea. My child, I've come to save you. On board and follow me. 'Tis the old
ship of Christ,
ship of Zion.
Old ship of Christ,
'tis the old
ship of Christ,
ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion. Daddy, are you all right?
I'm fine.
People are looking at me.
One morning, I got on board.
Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, 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 Yeshua, 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 Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
the Zion Trail.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness.
Bekor I aneni Elohe Tzidki, 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 Tzidki.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, distress, distress.
Batzar hirhavtali, 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 hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear.
Honneni ushema' tefillati, 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 tefillati.
O ye sons of men, men.
Bene ish, bene ish, bene ish, bene ish, bene ish, bene ish.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, 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 dwell in safety.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
We focused on this before and sought to give some emphasis to it. I didn't go through any teaching or lecture or vlogs or anything to really bring it out even more. But hopefully we'll, like in the previous psalm, recent psalm, Psalm 80, there was a verse that had Ashanta, I'm pointing out like Ashanti and the Bobo Ashanti in that sense. So we had Ashanti, right? Well, Ashan means to smoke in that sense, to smoke, like something smoking, but by implication depends on context, as it was in the recent psalm and in Psalm 80, means to be angry in that sense. You know, it says, how long will you smoke, be angry, you know, against the prayer of thy people. Now, looking at today's psalm, right, the fourth psalm, Lamnatseyah, or Lamnatseyah, Lamnatseyah, Binginot, Binginot, Binginot. All right, the way that it would be point, the way that it's point and the way that it would be expressed, all right, in, say, reading in that sense, Binginot, Binginot. But it can also be expressed as Bingi note. Bingi note. Bingi. Bingi. Naya Bingi. Bingi. You know, so right there, Nigi note with the preposition, the be, right? In, on, by way of, could also be against in the context, but in this sense, in, on, by way of. Be Nigi note. Be Nigi note. La Menatseyah. Be Nigi note. Mizmor le Dawid. Mizmor le Dawid. So we have 4-2-4, the chief musician on stringed instruments. On stringed instruments. Nigi note. The Nigi note. On, in, on, in this context would be on string instruments. And what do I and I Rastafari and then Ayabingi, Bingi, Bingi call the drums, the trinity of drums, the funde, the keta, and the thunder bass drum, that trinity of drums, we call that right there the harps, playing on the harps, right, the harps. So that idea of the stringed music, right, in the Rastafari revelation, you know, of the new and the living name. And we know that the elders necessarily were not going to the Hebrew as has been preserved and written and by the Jews, of course, of Jews, so and so on. But in the essence, in the spiritual essence, right, when we get to the essence, getting to the roots, getting to the Hebraic roots of the matter, in the Sefer, the Sefer, right, the Sefer, the Sefer Tehillim, in the book of the Psalms, the Psalter, so we have the Dalate, Dalate song, Dalate, 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 Psalm IV, Psalm IV, Psalm 4, an evening prayer in relief, an evening prayer in relief. So with string music, it is said that only string music or the the Nigi note, the Nigi note, Nigi note. And it's interesting because if you were to write it based on the pointing, the Nigi note, it would be N-G-I-N-O-T. You know, in a simple English Latin, that's what this really is, it's Latin on that level. You know, the English letters, so-called. You know, it's basically Latin or Latin, if you please, right? But B, preposition, B, and you'll see there's a dagesh in the Masoretic text. There's a dagesh, like a dot in the middle of the bait, right, of the be glyph, Hebraically speaking. And that means it's an emphasis. There's an emphasis on that. And then it has the chirik, right? The E, the dot underneath. So that's the B, right? Or in some cases, bin, because of the ne. And the ne now has a schwa, or a shwa, schwa, a schwa. The schwa is interesting. The schwa corresponds Ethiopically to the sixth order. The sixth order is like the I. It's like a I. Is sound. Now the is sound can be voice or unvoiced. So, for example, in one form, unvoiced, bean, bean, it's n, bean. It's not like be ni. You could say be a ni gi ni, be a ni gi note, be ni gi note, be ni gi note. You can emphasize the schwa, or it can be closed. So it's either open or closed. All right, either open or close. So in this form right here, B, Nigi note, B, Nigi note, is, it can be open. And that kind of brings out that word sound power
Bingi, being the G note, or Bingi note, being the G note, being the G note. Now the Gimel, there's a yod that's after. Just looking at the glyphs, there's a yod after. I think Wyndham Ross Yasin, right, Chavruta had asked I, you know, whether it's long or short. And we had said, and just to share this for other Chabarim, you know, and Talmudim studying the Hebrew as well, that because it's pointed with a chirik, the dot underneath, right, for the E sound, and then it has a yod after it. This means a little bit longer, right, a little bit longer. For example, the bait in the beginning of Bingi note, looking at the superscription to the fourth psalm, the Dalet psalm. So we have La Menatzeach, first word. Second word, B, right? So it's the bait, Dagesh in the midst. Underneath, it has a chirik, chirik, right, for the E sound. So we have B right there. Now, when we come to the third letter, there's a Gimel, and it has a chirik underneath it. And then right after it, reading from right to left, it has a yod, or some would say yud, but we say yod, right? It has the yod, right? So because the yod is a y, is a y sound, generally, yod, yod, right? Or yud, y, right? Is a y sound with the chirik under the so-called consonantal sound, the sonant can be lengthened. So compared with the first chirik under the bait, we have B, Nagi note, B, Nagi note, over, so B, Nagi note, B, E, Nagi, G, B, Nagi note, B, Nagi note, B, Nagi note. But in a certain turn of word and phrase, word, sound, power, being gi note, being gi note, being gi note means more, li, see the li underneath the lamed, right, of the preposition before the name, Dawid, we have li, li, eh, there's the schwa, there goes the schwa again, right, the schwa sound. What's called the schwa sound, the ih, again, it's a schwa. Schwa is amazing. Schwa, right? So it's li, li Dawid, li Dawid. Now others from, you know, the Khazarian or the Euro, Indo-European, Eastern European, their mama different than our mama. So their mama probably with their mama tongue have them say li David, li David. We, Afro-Semitically, or Afro-Semitically, Lid-Dawid, Lid-Dawid. Of course we can turn up the sound, Lid-Dawid, 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 you know, on that level, you know, but more correctly getting to the roots, right, Lid-Dawid, La Menatzeach, B-Neginot, B-Neginot, Mizmor, Lid Dawid, Lid Dawid. Now we might emphasize the Dawid, you know, a little there. It could be Lid Dawid, Lid Dawid, Lid Dawid. It doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, long, but, you know, people speak, and as people speak, they might seek to emphasize, like I right there, the word emphasize is not emphasize, but because I seek to emphasize a point, word, sound, power, such it is. Yovas, so right there, that's like the superscription. So for the chief musician on stringed instruments, on the harps, be a Nagi note, be Nagi note. The leader, the word that first appears in the Psalter right here, just look at the superscription, the part that most Christians, and out there most Christians, or people that approach it from some form or deform, a form or deform of Christianity, generally would avoid or probably just go over, you know, just like, you know, fly over that. In fact, in some of the
the audios that we utilize, the Alexander Scorby, God bless his soul, who reads the song from the KJV, often he does not would read the superscription. Only when in the King James Bible the superscription is added to the verse, the first so-called verse. But the first verse, whenever there's a superscription, you come across a psalm, and there's a superscription, that small type before the first verse and underneath the title, you know, the chapter heading, psalm, for example, Psalm 4 or chapter 4, and then we have the superscription underneath, and then like in King James Bible, you have verse 1. And this is the reason why I've mentioned that before, but just to mention again, we might say, well, in the KJV, this will be verse such and such. In the Sefer, the Sefer Tehillim, in the book of praises, the Psalter, or the Masoretic text, it would be this. So the superscription, whenever it occurs, usually is the Aleph. It's the Aleph. It's the Aleph verse. It's the Aleph verse, and Aleph being the first letter of the Alpha, Aleph Beit, right? And the second letter is what? Beit. Aleph, Aleph, first letter of the Hebrew, Beit, the second letter, or of the Abu Gida, the Abu Gida system, which is basically the Ethiopic Hebrew system right there. So here we have the superscription and a word that first appears here that is good in the order, right, in the order of the Psalms, taking the Psalms in their written and printed order to address right here, and that's the Menatzeach. The Menatzeach, right? What is like le mezemran aleka, the mezemran aleka, aleka. Ethiopically, in the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, we have le mezemran aleka. In the same sense as the le, notice the le, the preposition, le mezemran aleka, lam la menatzeach, la menatzeach, or lam natzeach. Lam natzeach is not to get into the pointing right now, but the pointing is important, right? Because what's being emphasized, what's being pointed out, like people say, what's the point, right? So lam menatzeach is for the leader, mezemran aleka, mezemran, the musicians, in that sense, the musical musicians, aleka. The aleka is the leader. So here we have the word being found in 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1, to describe the overseer of the men who were building the temple. So the one of the first areas that we have within the scriptures, the Hebrew, and then we say the Old Testament scriptures, is in 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1, Menatzeach, the Menatzeach, 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 right? For the Menatzeach is in 2 Chronicles 2 and 1, chapter 2, verse 1. And here the leader describes the men who were building the temple, the men who were building the Heikal is the word for temple, Hebraically speaking, but the temple often is referred to also as the Beit Mikdash, the Beit Mikdash, right, from the Hebraic. Ethiopically, the Beit Mekdes, Beit Mekdes, right? Beit, or the Beit Mikdash. Beit Mikdash, Hebraically, Beit Mekdes, right? So a little bit of that, you know, the tomato, tomato, is both Afro-Shemitically related. So the first mention of the Menatzeach is in 2 Chronicles 2 and 1, referring to the men who were building the Heikal. Now, in the Psalms, in the Sefer Tehillim, right, in the Mezmor Dawit, right, the Psalms of David, in the Psalms, headings, also known as the superscriptions, it refers to the director, the director of music. So in the HSV, in the Nugus Neges Targum, the King of Kings Targum, the Targum interpretation, we have Le Mezemran Aleka, bringing out that idea. Right, the director, Mezemran Aleka, the director of music, the Menatzeach. He receives his instruction regarding the accompaniment of the psalms. What is to accompany the psalms? So in a sense, so we can, you know, recognize this in the new and the living way, right? It's like the DJ or the selector, the DJ, you know, like what is a tune? What's a tune that will be played, like in the dance hall, the chant hall and dance hall, churchical sense, with live musicians, right? It's almost like in the orchestra, right? Who is the director of the music? What is the accompaniment? What particular rhythm is supposed to accompany this? How are they supposed to direct the musicians? Or what dub is selected for this? What is the particular dub for this song, for this chant, for this mizmor? Right? So which is the accompaniment of the psalm in the words that follow? So after La Menatzeach, we have B Negi note on the Negi note, right? On the Negi note, the Negi note. And what is the Negi note? The stringed instrument or on the harps. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation. Lid Dawid, a psalm, in this construct, a psalm of David, or in another sense, a psalm to David, to the well-beloved. Remember, David is a man after the Lord's own heart, after Adonai's own heart. So another way of receiving it, a psalm to David is a psalm to the Lord's own heart, to Adonai's own heart. But in the historical context, a psalm of David for the director in hymns, right? In hymns, in chants and intonations, string music, eyes is eye, a psalm to David or a psalm of David with string music. So I think we touched on that right there. In other words, just to go over once again, basically, if it says string music, it doesn't mean flutes. It means string music. If it says on the harps, it's on the harps. It's not on anything else. You know what I'm saying? Strings. So let's think about the musics or the instruments that have strings in that sense. So that means a certain sound, right? A certain sound. Now, like we said in the New and Living Way in Rastafari, when we say the harps, we're referring to the trinity of drums, the thunder bass drum, the keta drum, and the drum that's known as the funde. The funde, the keta drum, and the thunder bass drum for I and I, the new and the living, right? For I and I in that new and that precious name, right? Rastafari, this is what we refer to as the harps. And when we say Naya Bingi, and in the superscription here, be a Negi note, Bingi note, just bringing that out right here. So Naya Bingi in the Psalms of David, is Naya Bingi found in the Psalms of David? In spirit and in truth, in the King's Highway, in Yahweh, truth and life, we say yay and amen. And let's ride up now, all right? Let's ride up with today's daily song. Right, La Menatzeach, be a Negi note, Bingi note, Mizmor Le David, Le David, if you please. Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom, Semba Salam, right here, just to hear it again with emphasis. Yes, Bingi in the Psalms. Yes, I and I found Bingi in the Psalms, right here, it for yourself.
Psalm 4.
Mizmor Dalet Lamnatseh Binginot Mizmor Le David.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness.
Bekori Aneni Elohet Sitki.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. distress.
Batsar hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear.
Honneni ushema'at tefillati.
O ye sons of men.
Bene ish.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. 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 Dwell in safety.
Mismo.
When I call, O God of my righteousness, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe, and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety.
מזמור ד' למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד. וקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי, בצר הרחבת לי, חונני ושמעת תפילתי. בני איש, עד מאה כבודי לכלימה תאהבון רי, תבקשו חזב סלע. ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו, אדוני ישמע בקורי אליו. ריגזו ואל תחטאו, אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע. זבחו זבחי צדק וביטחו אל אדוני. רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב, נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני. נתת שמחה ולפי מעט דגנם ותירושם רבו. בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושבים.
Food shelter and clothes, I have a gift time, gift time to highly, highly, highly.
Thank you.
that I'm in love in Africa.
مزمور عرب لمزمران عليك ببغن عوج يداوت مزمور يصدقي املاك بطرهوت 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 بطرهوت
with the intention to steal our culture, the good for the past by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
Mazmur Arab. ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር የጽድቄ አምላክ በጠራሁት ጊዜ መለሰልኝ በጭንቀቴም አሰፋህልኝ ማረኝ ጸሎቴንም ስማ እናንተ የሰው ልጆች እስከ መቼ ድረስ ልባችሁን ታከብዳላችሁ ከንቱ ነገርን ለምን ትወዳላችሁ ሐሰትንም ለምን ትሻላችሁ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቁ እንደተገለጠ ወቁ እግዚአብሔር ወደርሱ በተጣራው ጊዜ ይሰማኛ ተቆጡ ነገር ግን ኃጢያትን አታድርጉ በመኝታችሁ ሳላችሁ በልባችሁ አስቡ ዝም በሉ የጽድቅን መስዋዕት ሰው በእግዚአብሔርም ታመኑ በጎውን ማን ያሳየናል የሚሉ ብዙ ናቸው አቤቱ የፊትህ ብርሃን በላያችን ታወቀ በልቤ ደስታን ጨመር ከስንዴ ፍሬና ከወይን ከዘይትም ይልቅ በዛ በሰላምተኛለሁ አንቀላፋለሁ አቤቱ አንተ ብቻህን በእምነት አሳድረኸኛልና
Psalm 4 Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call out. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Dwell in safety.
Food, shelter, and clothes. What I have a gift time, gift time, to highly, highly, highly.
in Africa.
You take us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the first by and say, humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother.
Daily Psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. For this day we have Psalm IV, Psalm 4, an evening prayer in relief. An evening prayer in relief. The same spirit, Ruach, Menfes, Irit, pervades this Mizmor as the former, speaking of Psalm 3, and they should be read, and I would say studied, together. Enough said. The writer now feels that his reliance upon Jah, upon Hashem, upon Source, and in the Source, and his time of trouble has been justified, and a sense of tranquility possesses him. And may it possess I and I and we, Vashem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Psalm 4, according to the Royal of the Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, for the leader Lamnatseyach Beniginot, with string music upon the Niginot, Beniginot, Mizmor Le David, a psalm, a chant, a witness, Mizmor Le David. Subscription, superscription there in the Hebrew to Helim is counted as verse 1. So in the Hebrew version, that would be verse 1. And this is verse 2. But in the KJV, this is verse 2. An evening prayer in relief. B'ar'i eneni Elohei Tzidki. Answer I when I call, O God, O Elohim, Elohei Tzidki, O source of my righteousness, Tzidki, Batar Hira Habta Li, thou who didst set me free when I was in distress. Chaneni, Chaneni uwa shim'a tefilati. Be gracious to I, be merciful to I, be gracious to I. Chaneni, Chaneni uwa shim'a tefilati. And hear Shema, my prayer, Tefillati. O ye sons of men, Bnei Ish, how long, Adma, how long shall my glory be put to shame? Adma, Kabodi, Likalima, how long shall my glory be put to shame? Bnei'ish, Adma, Kabodi, Likalima. In that y'all love vanity. Y'all love vanity. Te ahabun rik. And seek after falsehood. To bakshu kazav. To bakshu kazav. Selah. In that y'all love vanity and seek after falsehood. But know that Adonai hath set apart the godly man as his own. Ud u ki hifla Adonai chasid lau. But know that Tetragrammaton Yahuwah have set apart the godly man, Hasid Lau, for himself, as his own. Adonai will hear when I call to him. Adonai Yishma De Ari Elayu. Adonai will hear when I call to him. Yahuwah Yishma'a Bikari Elayo. Tremble Rigzu and sin not. Wa'al Tehata'u. Tremble and sin not. Rigzu Wa'al Tehata'u. Commune with your own heart. Imru Dila Babken. Upon your bed, Al Misha Kabakan, and be still. Le Domu Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Zivhu Zivhei Tzedek. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Zivhu Zivhei Tzedek. And put your trust in Adonai. Ua bitachu el Adonai. And put your trust, O Abitahu, El Yahuwah, in he who be who he be. Many there be that say, Rabim Omrim. Enough ones are talkative, are saying, Rabim Omrim. Oh, that we could see some good. Mi yarenu tov, oh that we could see some good. Mi yarenu tov, Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance. Lift up the eye, the light of the eyes. Countenance upon us. Nisa aleinu or paneka Adonai. Adonai, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Nisa aleinu or paneka Yahuwah. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. Natata simcha de elbi. Thou hast put gladness. Natata simcha in my heart de elbi. More than when their corn and their wine increase. May it be gana with the arosha arabu. More than when their corn, may it be gana and their wine increase with Ti Rosham Arab. In peace will I both lay me down and sleep. De Shalom Yah Dao Eshekaba We Ishan. Shekaba Wishan, lay me down and sleep. For thou, Adonai, Kiata Adonai, Libadad alone. For thou, Yahweh alone, Kiata Yahuwah, Libadad, La Bedach. To Shibeni, makest me dwell alone in safety. For thou, Adonai, makest I dwell alone in safety. Kiata Yahuwah Lebadad La Betah To Shibeni.
Now to lose the seven.
I ain't taking we
מזמור ד' למנצח בנגינות, מנצח בנגינות, 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 מזמור לדוד, 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 לדוד.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness.
בקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי, 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 צדקי.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, distress, distress.
בצר הרחבת לי, הרחבת לי, הרחבת לי, הרחבת לי, הרחבת לי.
Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear.
חונני ושמע תפילתי, 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 תפילתי.
O ye sons of men, men, men.
בני איש, בני איש, בני איש, בני איש, בני איש.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, 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 dwell in
safety. Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now, now, now. Call in, call in, call in, call in. 515-602-9761 call in 515-602-9761 call in 515-602-9761
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and dance. When the people see me dance, they might tell me fe. Just one, one, it name one. It name Guan, Guan.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
Jacob, wake up, Jacob. Yeah, Jacob was gone. Jacob went. Here we have Shabbat. Why you say in the Hebrew, why you say, and he went. Now the Sa'ah is interesting because the Sa'ah is often used in the sense of like, even with the Exodus, right? The Sa'at from Mizraim, the Exodus. So there's two wents in there. I'd like to share this kind of first word reason, man, just to get a better context on this seventh here for the seventh sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. One of the themes and the reasonments here, there's some main areas of focus for this Torah reading and feeding the outline. We pick up with Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Jacob, Yaakov's, his dream. He has a dream. Right? Jacob has a dream. A dream at the place called Beit El, Bethel. Said as Bethel, anglicized as Bethel or Beit El, Bethel, the house of the Almighty, the house of the power. Yaakov, Jacob, he also meets Rachel. Right, Rachel, in the next chapter, at the beginning of chapter 29. Okay, this Torah portion reading and feeding here, picking up Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to Genesis chapter 32, verse 2. For this seventh sabbatical study, here we're at the Zain, Hebrew letter Zain, is the seventh letter, Abu Gida Hewizo. Right here, even the Ethiopic maintaining that Hebrew pattern and order. So right here we have Jacob, he meeting Rachel, Rachel. Then in around the 15th verse of chapter 29, Jacob, he marries Laban's daughter. Another interesting thing about Laban, Laban in the Hebrew name, so hopefully we'll have time to get into the metaphysics of Yaakov, the name Jacob, as well as Esau. So we can understand and overstand this divine duality here in these twin brothers. But now the name Laban basically means white. It's one of the words for white, Laban. We have Labanos, like Lebanon, often referred to as white mountains because it said in ancient times, the mountains and there was snow, you know, at the peaks there was snow. They call it white mountains. Right, but anyway, Laban means white. So often, some of the other Israelites, you know, and others into certain other Israelite teachings, you know, some other camps and certain ones, they will speak about, say, the white man. For example, the Nation of Islam says that Jacob, according to their teachings, he made the devil in a sense, right? That is to say, they say the white man. But what's interesting here in this narrative is that Laban in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew, the HD, the Hebrew definition, right? The name Laban means white, right? And then we look at Laban changing the agreements, you know, there were certain agreements that both of them had made.
Jacob and his uncle. Yeah, also the relationship, the family relationship, is his uncle, Uncle Laban, his mother's brother, right? So the question here is, did Laban, in a sense, is Laban, what's the connection with the name Laban and also the character and deeds of Laban? This might clarify some of the other, you know, schools of thought, some of their interpretations or misinterpretation of our Hebrew script, our Hebrew narrative here in the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book Bereishis, in the beginning. But moving forward, we have in chapter 30, around verse 25, another interesting theme. Jacob, Yaakov, he prospers. Some may say at Laban's expense, at least that's how Laban, Laban, white, that's how the white man or the white uncle, right, that's how Uncle Laban. Interesting also the dynamics in the ancient teaching. Sometimes it was a bad uncle, right? So we have Laban here, Jacob's uncle. But he prospers, right? He prospers, and actually he brings prosperity to Laban's, you know, his business as well. That's brought out as well, where Laban says that he has learned by experience, right? The translator even translates like that. He learned by experience that Jehovah, like, prospered him because of Yaakov, because of Jacob. In chapter 31, round about the first verse, Jacob, he flees. He got to get out of there. He got to keep it moving. He got to get out there. He flees with family and with flocks. He flees with family and with flocks. Interesting to look at the business. There's also some important business lessons to be learned from HaTorah, as we teach that there's at least the 9 areas of people activity, and one of them is business. We can learn from business. There's some business wisdom here as we go over this narrative. But here at Genesis chapter 31, Jacob, he flees. He got to get away. I got to keep on moving with family and with flocks. In the 22nd verse of the said chapter, Laban, he overtakes Jacob, runs after him, runs him down, right? Then in the 43rd verse, right, we have Laban and Yaakov, Laban and Jacob, they make a covenant. There's some other important themes here in this 7th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, but to the Torah reading and feeding, Hosea chapter 12 and to chapter 14, we have the long history of rebellion concerning the sons of Israel, right? The relentless judgment, the judgments on Israel, and there is a plea for repentance and assurance of forgiveness in the full of the times and in divine mind. The New Covenant reading, the Brit Hadash, the Adis Kidan reading, we have John's Gospel, focus verses, verse 19 to verse 51. One of the commentaries here in this 7th sabbatical study, we call this Shabbat and he went. The more Hebraic sense of why you'd say would be like Sabbath and he exodused. You know, he made dust, you know, he exodus from this situation, because in the first verse of the reading, verse 10 of chapter 28, what we pick up here with this 7th sabbatical, it has 2 words. There's 2 Hebrew words. Even in the English, there's 2 words for went, right? Went. The first went is the Yitze went. He like exodus. And the second went is as he tried it. He made tracks. He tried it. As I and I would say, he tried it. But first he had to get out of a certain situation. He had to exodus from a certain situation. Earlier in the Shabuah, in the 7th, we touched on the Be'er Sheba, the well of the 7, in connection with that 10th verse that picks up here with this sabbatical study, where we get to see some of the Hebrew layers of it. So yes, he went, right, and he went, but in what context? He had to get out of something, to exodus out of something. And then he made this trod, and the first significant theme concerning the dream at a place called the House of the Power, the House of the Almighty at Bethel or Beit El. But one of the thoughts of the Shabuah
here, we have this also on the LOJS.org website for the Torah reading and feeding some additional, you know, readings and feedings and, you know, connection of some of the basics of the Torah reading and feeding to give us a better context so we can get a good fly cycle. So when we get into the metaphysical, we can truly try it in the true spirituality of His Divine Majesty, because there's many applicable points, right? Many applicable points. There's wisdom, there's science here in the scripture, science, scientia, knowledge, but it needs to be put into the right, you know, the context, so the discipline of the Torah readings and feedings allow us opportunity to go into some depth, right, as we go through the first five books of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, and here in the first book. So the thought for the Shavua, one of the thoughts for the Shavua for the seventh, is the ideal family. The wrong place. The wrong place. Jacob, no doubt, must have felt like he was in the wrong place, and his years were being wasted. All right, so here he leaves his family home. He leaves his, like you say, hometown. All right, he makes tracks. All right, he goes to his uncle's place, his mother's brothers. All right, he sees a girl, a daughter, a damsel that he checks for. All right, and he seeks to marry her, thinks he negotiates something with the uncle, you know, like, you know, here's what I'll do, because I know I might have to get a dowry or, you know, just get a little established and everything. So let me work for you, so forth and so on. Interestingly enough, that Jacob already showed, he already showed a work ethic. He shows a work ethic from the very beginning. Even when he reaches, you know, Padanaram, he reaches over there in Mesopotamia, right? He reaches over there. He sees some of the household servants, the herdsmen, you know, there with the cattle, so forth and so on. And when he saw Rachel, right, Rachel coming forward, you know, I guess to impress her, he went ahead and, you know, removed the stone off of the well and began to give water to the cattle, right, and to the flock. Now, what's interesting in that narrative right there, it seems as though Jacob is telling, you know, is telling Laban's herdsmen that, you know, the way they're shepherding is not really the best way, right? The best way. And then as we go through the narrative, we'll see this is Jacob's main occupation. Jacob's main occupation appears to be, you know, shepherding. You know, shepherding the sheep, the flock, tending to the flock, so forth and so on. But we also cite that his way of tending to Laban's flock multiplies Laban's flock. You know, like somebody coming to your business, right? And when they come into your business may have been doing aight, okay, but now it's doing very, very well, right? And it seems as though his advice to the herdsmen, you know, concerning, you know, what they did, you know, how they had the animals out there in the heat of the day and everything. This was no good and everything. It seems as though his advice and his way of going about it was more prosperous. But his uncle, I guess, kept changing up the terms, you know, the terms of the agreement. So that's why I say there's some business lessons here. So therefore, this segues here to the theme of ideal family and the wrong place, right? The wrong place, right? Now, he went to Bethel. Bethel was the right place. And then we'll see as we move forward in the sabbatical study, he meets up, you know, with the angel of the presence, some say the pre-incarnate Yeshua, right? But here, Jacob must have felt like he was in the wrong place and that his years were being wasted. Now, what can we derive from this? Well, many of us people, you know, often might find ourselves or feel or, you know, think or go through, like, you know, some situations maybe we've gone through right now in jobs, in a career, in homes, even in a family or some familial sort of arrangements that would make one feel like, you know, they are far outside of what John's plan must be. Maybe this is not the right place. This, therefore, the theme here of the wrong place. Now, the narrative of Jacob, the patriarch Jacob,
It could teach us that Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, might place us or allow us, you know, in such situations specifically to bless us, right? To give us the baraka, the bless I and I, right? And to work out his purpose or a higher plan. Now, Yaakov, he can teach us to be faithful. It's interesting, Jacob, in the situation, as I mentioned even early in the Shabuah, that when I listen to a lot of preachers and pastors, you know, go through their presentation of some area of scripture like what we have right here, sometimes I find it's almost like they are Esau's advocate, you know, I'll put it like that, like they're Esau's advocate. And a lot of things that is assumed about Jacob, once we have read and start to study Judaically, Hebraically, the narrative, we find that those are things imagined, you know, and it's not really the right context. Normally, like Jacob is seen to be like the bad guy. Now, in some ways, he could have maybe done better, but we can go through that as well. But Jacob here, no doubt, sees himself in the wrong place. It's difficult. You know, he made an arrangement to marry one wife, and then he got another. Now, let me just say this right here, because I know some might say from this Western Gentile version narrative of our story may say, well, that's what he get because of the whole thing of Esau. See what I'm saying? Some people are Esau's advocate. But anyway, we'll touch on that as well. But Jacob still teaches us, even in this situation, to be faithful wherever we find ourselves and to keep committing ourselves to the care of Ha'elohim, of the power. And then now Jacob's, his spirituality, what is his spirituality in these situations? It's interesting at some high points of the narrative, right? Even with the two sisters, the two wives, two sisters, it's interesting because that occurred then. But as we go forward, when the Torah was given to Moses, the children of Israel, that there was forbidden to the Israelites. Now, some practices that we find in the patriarchal times, even the building of stelas, howlets, obelisks, so to speak, the pillars, right, were permitted in the times of the patriarchs, even the groves next to a holy place, as it were, you know, a sacred space, were permitted. So certain practices, we see the patriarch having these two sisters as wives. And as we read through the narrative, we see the vexation that goes back and forth. And then as we read further in HaTorah, right, we get into the Torah, the direction instructions, we find that the commandment was that one would not have a woman, right, and her sister while, like, both of them are, you know, alive. If it was one and then one passes away, that's a whole different situation. But what we have here with the patriarch Jacob, but then as we read the narrative, we can see that it's not exactly his doing. Many of us have seen that if Jacob paid attention a little more to the business, right, perhaps that he might not have had to wait 14 years. We'll get into that right there. It's in the first, it's how the whole situation began. Like, how did the whole situation begin? When you go through a situation, you sometimes have to see, how did this whole thing get started? It's when, you know, it's when Laban says, like, you know, what can I, you know, what can I give you? You're doing this work around here. He just came to Laban's place and, you know, got active. He had a work ethic, right? And Jacob inferred something to the effect that, you know, he was taken with Rachel, like with Rachel and everything. You know, he'll work for her, right? And then in that narrative, Laban, I'm just paraphrasing here, Laban says, you know, like, you know, you're like my brother, you know, you're my nephew and everything, but you're like my brother. I could just give her to you. He just said, "Hi," you know, and let's keep working to get up his stock, his store and everything. But he didn't pick up on that. And then later on, we get Laban saying that it's not the custom to marry the younger before the older. That tells us something else, too. When you're in a certain place, you know, it's good to try to learn the customs, right, of the place. No doubt there was the ancient custom that, you know, the older daughter would marry than the younger, everybody in their turn. And, you know, that's what
Laban says, finally, you know, which is an interesting little dynamic. Did Laban trick him in a sense? Or did Jacob's lack of following through, even with what his uncle said concerning Rachel, where he says, I'll just give her to you. And he can say, all right, you know, now let me work and get some cattle and other things I need. Now, it's interesting also that the business agreement, Jacob says this, even he says it before his wives, and they are in agreement, you know, after this another close encounter with the power, and they're about to get out, they're about to flee and everything, about Jacob's uncle, Laban, changing the terms of the agreement, changing the wages, you know what I mean, 10 times. So you go on a job and they say, we'll give you $30 an hour, and then you come down to $20 an hour. You know, you send your paycheck. Yeah, wait, hold on. They say, yeah, that's how it is now. You know, that's how we do around here. You know what I mean? And you keep getting that sort of a situation. So business also. But here, nevertheless, Jacob, in his own way, he shows his faithfulness, right, his faithfulness. You know, so when we find ourselves in these sort of situations, we can pick up on the true Hebrew spirituality of the patriarch Yaakov, Jacob. Now, Jacob's term of service in Laban's household and his business basically, in essence, is the core of the birth of the nation of Israel. Here, we get what we could say the birth of the nation, the birth of the nation Israel. So brothers and sisters, just a little overview right here. The wrong place. Was it the wrong place? It definitely could feel like the wrong place. It definitely could seem like the wrong place from a certain perspective. But then take another look. You know what I mean? Take a higher look. Look at it physically. Then take a look at it spiritually according to the will of the Almighty. Here. About to ride up right here. We've got like 9 minutes before we get into the Aliyot, the readings, the seven readings, this Torah reading and feeding in the seven parts of the reading. Also the prophet's reading from Hosea chapter 12, focus verses, verse 12 to chapter 14, verse 10. And John's gospel, the gospel according to Yohanan, chapter 1, verses 19 to verse 51. And right here, we're going to segue with a little wake-up call right here. You know, a wake-up, Jacob. Yeah, that's in store right here. But let's start with this one right here. Yes, Sahar Ahad. Yes, I, Rastafari. Also, Ross Simon Faith. Let's start up this one, Ross Simon Faith. Wake up.
Well, Emmanuel Moussaï, yeah, Rastafari. So I'm telling you, see that Jacob will wake up, because we're stepping out of Babylon. You see me? Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell
them,
wake up, Jacob.
Wake up, Jacob.
Me open my mouth, you speak out your word. Me just a tool, you do the work. You bless me every time when them try to curse. In everything, better put Jack first. Standing on the rock of salvation. Truth and right, me shield and butler. Now go get the heart of thunder. Half a righteousness, me hunger. Tell me who rule the thunder. Many are called, but chosen are few. Trying to disappoint when the Father call you. You me chatting with the Lion of Judah. Break every chain and a righteous recruiter. Favorite by the heavens, I'm a favorite number 7. From wickedness me flee, now me spiritually free. Heal the man with the key, yo. Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, seed of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob, yo. Sabbath day we fi keep, vegetable we fi eat, we fi study, we fi see, Jah the shepherd with the sheep. Now I'm bow to no beast, put the wicked on the feet. Get up, stand up,
Set yourself right in the almighty sight. Why the wicked tremble when the lightning strike? Pull up our intellect because Rasta no fight. Only spiritual war, whether near, whether far. With the bowl and the bone, with the strength and the power from above. Living the script of the father, a judge. Yeah, we stepping out of Babylon, wings like a dove. Sleep, I must awaken, now you feel you eat your bacon. No weapon farm shall prosper against this ancient Naya Bingi. 70s Rasta, we no imposter, no Iscariotsa. Holy faith to the gate, no waste out your days. A Jah a the judge by your hands in repair. When the saints them gathered, oh what a day. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Wake up, wake up. Why the wicked rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Judgment better than ever, cause the wicked getting their back as life them no treasure. Oh what a day, what a time when the son of man shall arise. Judgment set, all books open, execute the judgment, no time for joking. Obediency, seek the water from the fountain, rooted and grounded, just set I apart. Cannot be founded, worldwide crisis, they don't know who crisis. The body is the church, and not the building. The falling state of heart and mind, Babylon never right. Time to pay the price, rise against the father. Can't cry peace, all the evil get deleted. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say seed of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob, wake up.
Come and say Jacob, wake up, wake up. Unite or die.
Every day is a struggle, man, I'm just trying to cope. Since the only way to survive here is pushing dope. If there's another way out, man, I gotta know. Instead of lying 6 feet deep or playing dominoes in the jail cell, just denied bail. Looking around me and it seems to be hell. I got mad dreams, but it ain't looking well. I'm just trying to excel, trying to propel my situation to perplex. I'm trying to inhale the Bible. I heard they say it was important for survival. Even got a couple that turned from friends to rivals. Let me get the sword, not the rifle. Even though they spiteful, I should just let me fall back. Now I'm speaking righteous. I'm speaking to the generation right behind us. I'm trying to wake up all the sons of Jacob.
Wake up.
Etymology of the words of the scripture. The Holy Spirit came to me and revealed the scripture. Yahushua sent them, now I'm with them. That's how I got wisdom of the system of the belly of the beast. Prisons come out of the east. The deadly wound was healed on the head of the beast. Yeah. What is my situation in these days of revelation? I'm not gonna sit by and let the evil do kill my nation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our conversation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our reparations. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our Hebrew nation. No, I'm not gonna sit by patiently. It's up our restoration. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't stand up in the way of the sinners. Wake up.
You've been told, Jacob.
hate you first. You're the first line of my hate. I hate all white people. White people are rotten. And black people are just like them. Because you've made them just exactly like you. They walk like you. They talk like you. Everything they do is like you. They want to be you so much. They love your woman more than you do. They know your mind better than you. They wear your clothes. They've even learned to wear your shoes. You take them out of the jungle, and you want to make them into a man. Why couldn't they be left to be God? Why do you want to make them into a man? In the jungle, they were God. Africans are smart, aren't they? And over here, everybody thinks them old black people are just dumb old colored folks. But they're not dumb old colored folks. They're very smart. They're very aware. And their capacity for fear is three times what yours is.
That right there, that was actually Charlie Manson on Black People, But Who We Be. Yes, sir.
You know we are his.
Fully catch it on the replay. You know, while these supplies here and there last. Yes, sir. Rastafari. So
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called. And I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Barku et Yahuwa Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him,
thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan-Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan-Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan-Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajal, to be his wife.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher bekarbenu mebol hamayim venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Giver of the Torah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the seventh Rastafari sabbatical study here, for this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat YHA. Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward, and he went out. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 10, here for this seventh Torah portion, reading and feeding, Shema Yisrael. Give ear, Yisrael. Semi, Ethiopia, hoy, semi, ye, Jerusalem, as in be, hear. Yitze, Yaakov, mi, be'er, Shaba'a, Waya, Yeleka, Harana. And Yaakov and Jacob went forth from Be'er Sheba. Yitze, Yaakov, mi, be'er, Shaba'a. And went toward Haran. Vayelech Harana. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set and he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Malaike Elohim, ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yahuwah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, stood above it and said, Why Yomar Ani Yahuwah, I be, he who be, Ani Yahuwah, Elohe Abraham, Abika, Welohe Yitzhak, I, he who be, we be, the Elohim, true good, true God of Abraham, thy father, Ani Yahuwah, Elohe Abraham, Abika, and the God of Isaac, Welohe Yitzhak, Haaretz Asherata, Shokeva, Aleha leka etanena ualizar eka, the land haaretz, the land whereon thou liest, to thee I will I give it, and to thy seed, zar eka, to thy race, and thy seed, thy race, shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee, I, and in thy seed, zar eka, thy race, shall all the families of the earth, of the earthly plain, be blessed. And behold, I, with thee I, and will keep thee I in all places, whither, where thou goest, and will bring thee I again into this land. For I will not leave thee I, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee I, to thee of. And Yaakov and Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, Surely Yahuwah, surely Jehovah is in this place, this Makom. And I knew it not, and I knew it not. And Yaakov and Jacob awaked. Why a year at Yaakov, Mishenato, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep. Why Yomer, and he said, Akin Yeshi Hoa, surely he who be who he be, Bamakom Hazeh, is in this place, in this makom, ba makom hazeh, with anoki and I, with anoki and I, lo yada'iti, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful this place, this makom, this is none other but the house of Elohim, and this is the gate of Shemayim, the gate of heaven. And he was afraid. Vayayira, and said, Vayomar, how full of awe, how dreadful, ma nora, how dreadful place, this place, ma nora hamakom hazeh, how full of awe is this place. This is none other than the Beit Elohim, than the Beit Elohim, than the house of Elohim. And this is the gate, Sha'ar HaShemayim, and this is the gate of the heavens. Vayira, vayomar, ma nora hamakom hazeh, ein zeh ki ima beit Elohim, with zeh sha'ar hashemayim. And Yaakov and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Beit El, Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Yaakov and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if Elohim will be with me, will be with I, and will keep me, keep I, in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's Beit Bashalom, in shalom, in peace, then shall Yahuwah Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh Jehovah be Elohai, my Elohim. And Jacob and Yaakov, and Yaakov vowed a vow, Vayidar Yaakov neder leimor, im yihyeh Elohim imadi, if Elohim will be with me, im yihyeh Elohim imadi, and will keep me in this way that I go, Usha ma'ani, ushmarani badereka hazeh, and will give me bread, and will give me bread to eat. Ushmarani badereka hazeh, asha anokia holek, with natan ali lechem. If Elohim will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat with, and natan li lechem le'ekol, and raiment to put on, ua begeda lilbush, so that I come again, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. With shavti b'shalom el beit avi, then shall he who be who he be my Elohim. Wehaya Yahuwah li l'Elohim, then he who be who he be will be for me Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wehaya Yahuwah li l'Elohim, and this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be Elohim's house. With ha eben hazot asher samti matzeva yihyeh beit Elohim. And of all that thou, the I, shall give me, shall give I will surely give the tenth, the tithes, to the I. With Ha'ebin hazot asher samtia matzva yihye beit Elohim v'kol asher titen li asir e asarenu lak. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second reading, the second offering right here, for this Shabbat, Y-Yitzeh, Sabbath, and he went forth, and he went out. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 29. Yaakov, Jacob's years at Haran. Vayisa Yaakov, Raglayoa, Vayayeleka, Aritza, Bnei Adam. Then Jacob went on his journey. Vayisa Yaakov raglayoa, and came into the land of the people of the east. Vayelech aritza bnei Adam, and came into the land of the people of the Kedem. Vayelecha arza b'nei Kedem. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, look, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth, and thither and there were all the flocks gathered. And they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Yaakov and Jacob said to them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran, we, I and I. And he said to them, Know your Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know, I and I know. And he said to them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, look, it is yet high day, neither is it time, Iwa, that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye all the sheep, and go, feed them. And they said, We cannot, I and I cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, and till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, Rachel, the daughter of Laban, Laban, his mother's ach, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's ach, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, of Laban, his mother's ach, his mother's brother. And Yaakov kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept. And Yaakov told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebecca's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Yaakov, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to Beito, to his bait, to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, "Surely thou art my bone and my flesh." And he abode with him the space of a month, the space of a moon. And Laban said to Yaakov, "Jacob, because thou art Achi, my brother, Wendeme, shouldest thou I therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall thy wages be?" And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel, was beautiful, eyeful, and well-favored.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear, for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third up offering, here for this Shabbat, why you'd say, Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, here, Genesis chapter 29, here at the 18th verse, for the Shalishi. Vayahab Yaakov et Rachel, vayomer ebadka shva shanim b'rachela, Biteka Hak Itana. And Yaakov and Jacob love Rachel. Why Yaehab Yaakov et Rachel. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, Vayomer, I will serve thee, I, 7 years, for Rachel, for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Ebadika shva shanim b'Rachel b'teka haketana. For Rachel, thy younger daughter, b'Rachel b'teka haketana. And Laban said, "It is better that I give her to thee, than that I should give her to another man. Abide with I. And Yaakov and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Laban, to Laban, give
my wife, my Isha, Ishti, and Wayomer Yaakov Illa Laban, and Yaakov, Jacob said to Laban, to Laban, Hava Eta Ishti, Hava Eta Ishti, give my wife, my Ishti, my Esheti, Ishti, Oseti, give me my Oset, my Ishti, give me my wife, Hava Eta Ishti, give my wife, Ishti, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in to her. Hava Eta Ishti Kia Malua Yamai. We Aboa Eleha. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in to her. And Laban gave to his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning in the Boker, behold, it Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done? What is this thou hast done to me? Ma zota asita li. What is this thou hast done to me? Did not I serve with thee, I for Rachel, for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled? Hast thou beguiled me? Ma zota ositali. Hallo, de Rachel abaditia imak. We? Lama remitani. Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? We? Lama remitani. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we, I and I, will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me, with I, yet 7 other years. And Yaakov and Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, Rachel, his daughter, to Isha also, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his maid, to be her maid. And he went in also to Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when Jehovah saw that Leah hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. And she called her name Watikra Shemo Reuben Ki Amra Ki Aiwa De On Yi Ki Ata. Yeah, habani ishi. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely, Yahweh.
Jehovah hath looked upon my, upon I affliction. Watikra shmo Reuben ki amra ki ai wa de on ye. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Ki ata ye habani ishi. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because Jehovah hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given I this son also. And she called his name Simeon. Watahara Oda, wa teleda bain, wa tomer, ki shamah wa ki snua, ki snua, no ki, wa ya itena li gam, et ze, wa tikra shmo Shimon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time, this I will my husband be joined to me, to I, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name Shimon called Levi. Therefore was his name called Lewi. Watahara oda, wateleda bain, watomer ata, ha pa'ama, yilawe, ata ha pa'ama, yilawe ya ishiya elaya kia, yaladiti yaloa. Shlosha banim, al ken karashmo Lewi. Therefore was his name called Lewi, Levi. And she conceived again, watahar od, and bear a son, wateled bain. And she said, Watomer, now will I praise Jehovah. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing Hapa'am Odeh Eti Hoa Al Kain Ara Shmo Yehuda. Wa ta emod mia ledet. Now will I praise the Lord Yahuwah. Hapa'am odeh eti hoa. Therefore all came. She called his name Ara Shemo Judah Yehuda and left bearing Wata Emoda Miledet. And hear Shema Yisrael, hear give ear Yisrael, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bare Yaakov no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Yaakov, give me children or else I die. Watere Rachel Kieloa Yalda Li Yaikoba Watek Ane Rachel Bae Hotaha Watomer El Yaikob. And she said to Jacob, Habali, Havali, Habali Banim, Wim Hayin Metahanoki. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, against Rachel. And he said, I in Elohim's stead? Am I in Elohim's stead? The true good, the true God said, who has withheld from thee I, the fruit of the womb? Why yichar af Yaakov, and Jacob, Yaakov's anger, B'Rachel was kindled against Rachel, Wayomer, and he said, Hitachata Elohim Anoki, am I in Elohim's stead? Hitachata Elohim Anoki, Asher Mana'a Miyamecha Pri Baten. Who hath withheld from thee I the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, look, see, my maid Bilhah, go into her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to Isha, to Eshet, to wife, to woman. And Yaakov and Jacob went in to her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Yaakov and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, Elohim hath judged me, judged I, and have also heard my voice, and have given I a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. Watomer Rachel, Danani Elohim, Elohim hath judged I, he judged Elohim judged I, Danani Elohim, Gama Shama, Bi'oli, Wayayitena Li, Bain, Alkain, Ashmo Dan. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Yaakov, bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel and Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. Watomer Rachel, and Rachel said, Naphtule Elohim, with Elohim wrestlings, with mighty wrestlings, with great wrestlings of Elohim, Naphtule Elohim, Nifataltia Ima Ichoti Gam Yaholti. With Elohim wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, Nifataltia Ima Ichoti. And have prevailed, and also Gam Yakolti, and have prevailed. Vatikra Shemo. And she called his name Naphtali. Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Yaakov, and gave her Jacob, to Jacob, Esha, to Orset. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Yaakov, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh. And she called his name Gad. And Leah said, Watomer Leah, Bagad, Bagad, fortune, a troop, Bagad, Watikra Eta Shemo Gad, she said, in a troop, Bagad, Watikra, and she called Eta Shemo, and she called his name Gad. She called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bear Yaakov, bear Jacob, a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call I blessed. And she called his name Asher. Wateleda Zilpah, Shifchataleya, Beina Sheni, Liyaikov. And Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, bore Yaakov a second son. Watomer Leah, and Leah said, Be Ashri, happy am I. Be Ashri, happy am I. Kia Isharuni Benota, for the daughters will call I happy. Ki Isharuni. Ki isharuni banot, and happy I am, saying of me, I'm happy, banot, the daughters will call me happy. Watikra et shemo Asher, and called his name Asher. Asher. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, for the Rabbi, hear for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat Wayetze, Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 30, here at verse 14, for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah. Why Yelek Reuven, Bia Mea Ketzira Chitin, Why Yimsa Du daim ba sade, waya beya otama ella leya imo, watomer rachela ella leya, tenina li mia du dae be nek.
and Reuben when in the days of wheat harvest. Vayelech Reuven bimei kitzir chitzim. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field. Vayimtza duodayim basadeh. And brought them to his mother, Leah. Vayaveo otam el Leah imo. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes." Watomer Rachel el Leah. Tnina li mi du dae benek. Tnina li, give to me mi du dae benek. Give to me, I pray the eye. Tnina li, give to me, I pray thy, of thy son's mandrakes. Mia du daea benech. And she said to her, "Is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also?" And Rachel said, "Therefore, he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes." And Jacob came out of the field in the evening. And Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thou must come in to me. I must come into I, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And Elohim, the true God, and Elohim hearkened to Leah, and Elohim hearkened to Leah. Vayishma'a Elohim el Leah. And she conceived, and bear Yaakov, and bear Jacob a fifth son. And Leah said, "Elohim hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar. Watomer Leah. Natana Elohim Sikaria Ashera Natatia Shifahatia Leishi Watikrashmo Yisakar. And Leah said, "Elohim hath given me my hire. Natan Elohim Sikari have given me Sikari, have given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. Asha Natatia Shifahatia Leishi. To Ishi, to my man, to my husband." And she called his name Yisakar. Watikra Shemo Yisakar. And Leah conceived again, and bear Yaakov, and bear Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "Elohim hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband Ishi dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called his name Zebulun. Watahar Odaleah Wa teleda baina shishia li Yaakov. And Leah conceived again and bore shishi. Bain shishi, a sixth son, Leya ikowatomer Leya, Zebadani Elohim, Zebadani Elohim. He dwelt, Elohim has endowed, has dwelt me, endowed me with a good dowry. Zebadani Elohim, Otia, Zevad, Zeved Tova, Hapa'am, Yizabeleini, Ishi, Kia, Yalad Tia, Loa, Shisha, Banim, Watikra et Shemo Zebulun, and she called his name Zebulun. She called his name Zebulun. And afterward, she bare a daughter, and called her name Dina. We achar yalda bat. Wa tikra eta shimaha dina. And Elohim remembered Rachel, and Elohim hearkened to her and opened her womb, her matrix, opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son, and said, Elohim have taken away my reproach. Wa tomer asaf Elohim, gathering together, Elohim have taken away asaf Elohim et charpati, have gathered together, taken away, gathered together my reproach. Asaf Elohim et charpati. And she called his name Yosef. Watikra et shemo Yosef, saying, Jehovah shall add to me, to I, another son. Lemor Yosef Yehovah, Yosef Yehovah li bein acher, Jehovah shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had born Joseph, that Yaakov said to Laban, send I away, that I may go to mine own place and to my country, give my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee, and Laban said to him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that Jehovah hath blessed me for thy sake. I have learned by experience that Jehovah, Vayabarakeni Hoa, Bi Gelaleka, I have learned by experience that Jehovah have blessed me for your sake, for the I's sake.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important? Important?
Yes, sir. Here. Get up to the fourth aliyah, so the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Here, the boats of the Yisrael, the Israel nation right here. Here, about to go forward with the first day, first light service, first day service, Sunday service coming up at the top of the Iowa right here. So we leave off fulfilling the fourth aliyah. Wow. What drama, Israelite-Hebrew drama right here. The birth of the Israel nation. As a segue tune right here, Melkam Ehud, blessed first day, Shavua Tov, beautifully good seven to come right here. Get ready for the Sunday service at the top of the hour. Here, Rhema tunes.
What, the Black Nation? I love it. From the day my mom and dad moved to my color of the sun. Africa still remains so fine. Empresses and emperors living from Indochine. I know you're the first to give birth unto mankind. Now let me say you'll be heard, being Omega's divine. Take out to Zion, that is thy praise. That's where my covenant will be always. How have you been going through those days? You've been away for many days.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
It's time right here for Sunday service. Yes, I call in or check it out on the live stream right here. Malachi Mahud, blessed, beautifully good first day, Sunday service beginning right now.